The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. Before we get in, a few quick announcements. So the first thing is I am hosting a giveaway. That's right, I'm hosting a giveaway, and on Thursday, December 21st, I am going to be giving away two $25 Amazon gift cards. So if you want to enter this giveaway, all you have to do is subscribe to me on YouTube. So you can go to Black Real Estate Dialogue on YouTube and subscribe. And the second thing is to leave a 5-star rating and review on whichever platform you're listening to this on. And you can email me, my email's in the show notes, send me a screenshot of your rating and review. And then also send me a screenshot of the subscribe button on YouTube so I know you subscribe, and I'll enter you into that giveaway. All right. So looking forward to hearing from you all. All right. We are back with another crazy story out of New York City that I want to update you on and also share with you a bit how this can impact you as an investor and some things you need to think about from the investor's standpoint. So this is coming from Fox 5 NY. So it is about a landlord who is reporting late payments to the credit reporting agencies. So the way this will work is we'll check out a quick clip from the news segment from Fox 5 NY, and then I'll share some of my thoughts on the situation. Looking forward to hearing what you think. So let's get right into the news clip.
Well, being late on your rent could hurt your credit score.
Fox 5's Michelle Ross looks into how long you have to pay before risking a tumble to your score.
Deborah Metz hasn't paid rent on her Harlem apartment in more than 2 years. She is holding out until repairs are made.
Prior to the pandemic, we experienced, pretty long bouts of loss of hot water and loss of heat in the dead of winter. When the pandemic hit, things got worse. Elevators were broken.
This sparked a robust rent strike and newly formed tenant association. But now that her landlord is reporting late rent payments to credit agencies, some have fallen off. She hasn't, and her credit has taken a major hit.
Think about 2 years worth of rent and what that would cost you, So that number is approximately what is being reported as debt owed.
The letter sent to tenants says, by making timely payments, you can see an increase in your credit score. Good credit is priceless. Now you can focus on reaching your goals like buying a home, a car, or getting approved for a credit card. Consumer law attorney Mary McCune says the problem here is that federal law says any entity can report late payments as long as it's done accurately. But New York state law says tenants have a right to withhold their rent.
All right. So this is crazy. She hasn't paid in 2 years. So the first thing is, I hope that she has been saving that money on the side, because there is a possibility she will have to pay that back to the landlord. Now, New York City is not a landlord-friendly area at all. However, this does not mean she'll get away with it. And, it's interesting that a lot of the other folks who are on this whole rent strike thing decided to scale that back and start paying their rent. And I'm curious what you think. Do you think she should have put her credit on the line to make a statement? What are your thoughts? And the other thing I'm thinking about is, well, if the conditions are so bad, then why is she still there? Why hasn't she moved? Especially if she has saved up some of that money. And so that's the first thing to me. So I'm wondering, is she telling the truth? Is she simply trying to get out of paying? And it doesn't seem like she lost her employment or she hasn't been able to work. So that's the other thing that I'm thinking about. And, you know, I personally think she should just leave. If it's so bad, she should have been left. But I think she should just leave. You know, it's not worth her credit. Now, the problem is if her credit is bad now after 2 years of not paying, it's probably going to be hard for her to get another apartment. So maybe that's part of why she hasn't moved. But to me, I don't think it was worth it. I mean, if there's something to the effect of like a potential code violation, you can always report that to the city, but it doesn't seem like that's the situation here. And something else that the video did not capture, or captured a little bit, is that as long as it's accurate, it's no problem if the landlord is reporting the late payments because it's accurate. But then it's also saying that tenants have the right to withhold the rent. So I don't really know. It sounds like a lot of conflicting information. But the other problem is, I don't think landlords would have to do this if they actually had property rights. You know, places like New York City, landlords don't have property rights. In my opinion, there's no balance. They heavily favor the tenants, and tenants can do no wrong, even when they are doing wrong. So, you know, I think she should have kept paying. You know, credit is important, and it can take some time to rebuild credit depending on how bad it got for her. And I know you hear me talk about landlord-friendly states from time to time or often. And my recommendation to you, if you are someone who is considering expanding your portfolio, or you're someone who's just getting started out in investing, then my recommendation is to consider investing in a landlord-friendly state. And if you don't live in a landlord-friendly state or city, then you may want to consider investing out of state. I'm having a workshop starting on January 17th. It's going to be 4 weeks. We're going to talk about various aspects of investing out of state. So I definitely encourage you to check that out. You can find it at outofstatemoney.com/workshop. The link is also in the description. But again, you know, these are the lengths landlords need to go to in places where you don't have any property rights. And so, you know, I think this is something that is a problem, obviously. And it is unfortunate that her credit got messed up, but you got to pick your battles. You got to pick your battles as a tenant. You got to pick your battles as a landlord. And so, you know, I will definitely report out if there's more about the story that comes out. And there were a lot of interesting opinions when I posted this on Instagram. So I figured I would hop on here and share some additional thoughts outside of that platform. But let me know what you think. Check out the post on Instagram. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know what your thoughts are in your review. I look forward to hearing from you. But this is an interesting story that I thought I would share with you all. And, you know, it's always something. There's always some landlord news coming out that's quite interesting to react to. So looking forward to hearing your thoughts. And also, if you're somebody who's trying to buy your first or next investment property next year in 2024, then I encourage you to download my guide. It's a free guide. It's going to show you how to get ready to buy that first property in 2024. Interest rates are coming down and there's a lot of movement, in my opinion, that's going to be coming up in the market here in the next couple of months. And I want you to be in position to take advantage of it. So you can find that free guide at the link in the description of this episode. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining. Again, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. Shoot me an email. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want to get into the giveaway to win an Amazon gift card. Perfect time of the year for it, huh? So I look forward to hearing from you all. Hope you all have a great day. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.